Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small, independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Friday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break, all back in studio as we celebrate Halloween here for the breakers. We did promise yesterday,
the ween,
we made a promise that if you stop by, there is candy for the breakers today,
candy,
right?
For the breakers we have, I did bring one box of full-size candy bars. And we also have, and I got a large bag, and Jake has a large bag, so
yes.
It'll be ample.
Yes,
it will be ample.
If you think we won't have enough, I guarantee you have the wrong microphone. Okay, we'll use that one. That's fine. You change your spot.
All of a sudden, yep, this is odd now. All of a sudden, Steve's in a different chair.
No, he's been doing this one recently.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Yeah. Usually he sat right next to me.
It was very cozy.
Yeah, it was within 6 inches of me, which is very confusing.
Yeah.
And now he's not standing. He's sitting, but now he's at the wrong chair.
I prefer the sitting.
Okay.
But
I prefer
it is
the sitting. Please come down.
He calls us the ween.
Yeah.
The ween.
The ween. Steve is against it. He's against trick-or-treaters coming down. He said that'd be very annoying if you stopped down.
Very annoying.
But let's have a system.
I'd encourage you not to, but go ahead if you want.
If the doors to the mill are not open, just come to the front window.
Yeah, knock on the front.
Front window with your trick or treaters.
Oh God!
Yes, that would be we might get scared. Oh, that'd be.
But we are here for you.
Fine, by the way.
If you want to prove, I could show the candy. We have the candy here, so please come on down to get some Halloween candy before school. Trick or treat later today.
Kids, you know what kids can be today too? Yeah, they can be late to school. They can be. There's nothing wrong with being late to school. Also, why did you guys miss a little bit of school right there? Why are kids coming late? Well, we were down at the ticket. We're down
doing there. What? Trick or treating?
Trick or treating down at the. Oh, you guys are doing it before.
With who? With the stool.
The stool.
The
who else would it be?
The hell you talking
Sip
about?
Was there. He has no Sip, right? He's from Columbus.
Yes.
Columbus baseball. It's on the cake.
Yes. This will be fun.
Yes.
This will be fun.
Hope so. Oh,
yeah.
This will be fun.
You can have it down enough. No one shows.
don't put us in a weird spot.
We've set ourselves up a little bit there that no one shows and has zero interest in coming down. And the kids are like, why are we even doing this? There might be a kid in the car right now that's confused and asleep in the back of the truck.
I had eyes on the full-size candy bars. They're sitting right behind me in the production room. So they are here.
I didn't bring any.
I saw them.
We figured that, Steve. Yeah, we were.
I got gum. If they want some piece of gum.
Yes.
Some extra.
Yes. Not a pack of gum, just a piece.
You have a piece.
A piece. Wrapped in foil.
A half of a piece.
You'll love
have more
it.
To
yes.
give away. It's a piece of gum.
Want a piece of gum? What are you there, princess? Want a piece of gum?
I got a stick of gum for you.
What are you?
Are
you a plumber? Nice. Want a piece of gum?
Stop.
Full-size candy bar or a stick of gum
stick
for
of
you?
Gum. Which one do you want?
Choose wisely.
Want a crackle bar? Oh, no, I'd like that one piece of extra.
Give me the extra.
That'd be awesome. Not even the good, not even like juicy fruit or double mint. No, it's extra.
It's good gum. You know
what
that.
Should we name the gum? I don't know. Like extra? That should work.
What's wrong with you?
That should work good.
We called it the ween.
The ween.
Yes.
All right.
Happy Halloween to everybody out there. Please stop by.
It is Halloween.
Yes, it is. Your least favorite holiday of the year. Both of you don't love Halloween.
I wasn't ready for
it. But
all that.
We can still not like it and give out candy. So we do. We do.
I wasn't ready for all that.
How was your speeches yesterday, Steve?
It was fine.
You had two?
We'll cover that later. But I, Yeah, I got booed in Beatrice.
Boo! I love that. Yeah.
Was it because of the joke you told?
I told you
it was going to be delayed.
And he told Jake told you, and then you still went with it?
Yeah. And it got booed.
He gave me a joke. I said, it's going to take a while for people to get that one. They might laugh late. It's not going to be immediate laughter.
I thought I set it up really well.
You have the joke?
It's a Halloween joke.
Yeah, tell it. You have to tell it now. So. Mm-hmm.
I've been working in a factory recently, just extra money. And it's, you know, Halloween, making plastic Draculas. There's only two of us on the production line. So I had to make every second count.
I said, the Count Dracula would take a few seconds.
I get it, too. Yeah. I get it, too. It's just like,
boo. I warned him. I said, I don't think it's going to go well.
When you hit this one, you can clearly see you're nuts.
That's instantaneous laughter.
That was like, right there. Laura's like, what happened on the show? And I go, ah, simple, simple. Why is Toto not in the, when Heyman said, why is Toto not in the Hall of Fame? So it was probably because they played this song.
Play this song.
And I laughed as hard as I ever cried.
Poor Heyman.
Yeah, but that was beautiful. And this one is not. This joke was not. And
no.
You've had to, but Jake warned you, and Jake's a good person to bounce off of.
I've told you before the nuts one was going to be good. This one I said, I don't like it. I understand it, but it took me a few seconds to even get it. So if it took me a few seconds, I think for the general person, that will take some time to get it.
Yeah.
What about the one where Sean says to me, how do you sleep at night knowing how many people dislike you? And I say, with the fan on.
I kind of like that one. Okay? That was kind of funny.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah. That was better than the one you did.
Yeah.
All right.
I appreciate the Halloween theme, but it just didn't hit.
No, it didn't hit. But I got a round of booze.
Did you laugh off the booze?
Well, I had to. It was like the start of the thing. I had to rebound.
Rough start. No,
I chuckled at an internet thing. There it is. Just, I didn't know why I even read it. No idea. It's like, there was like, I used to have insomnia and it was so bad. Now I sleep in the fireplace. I sleep like a log. I just started laughing.
I sleep like a log. That's a dad joke.
That's a dad joke. That was really funny.
I think you should do this more often. That was good. And you remembered. You didn't have to write it down.
That is good.
You had to read yours. Hang on.
On a sheet of paper.
You had to read that.
That's handwritten, by the way, on this sheet of paper.
And I'll cover that up with, you want a piece of gum?
you remembered yours. That's good. That was good. Anyway, yeah, that was it.
Is that part of aging gracefully?
I didn't know. I will tell you the guys this. I'm not very well prepared for the show.
It's okay.
I mean, I can talk about, because I was driving all over the place yesterday.
God, though, isn't that fun? Oh, I love driving. Talk radio on stuff. Yeah, I do. No, it's comfortable. Yeah, you got to get there and do something. But generally, I don't think you were driving to, was it to Beatrice that you got booed? And then you drive
to Fremont?
Yes. And then you end up in Omaha. Don't tell me you're driving to Holy Ghost and you're going, this sucks. No, because it's awesome. When you walk into the Ghost,
it's good to have Bill back.
It's awesome.
You saw a bunch of breakers there too?
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Okay, we're holding that for aging
grace. I'm doing a bill here. Yeah. Do you want to just do my grace?
Yeah, might as well. Get it out.
Go ahead, you want to age gracefully?
Do you want to do that? Here, do my segment, I guess. Do you want to do Bill Shrills? Go ahead.
Here's my phone. It's in my notes.
Yeah, I'll read it for you right now. Yeah. Okay, we'll hold off on that until aging gracefully. It's fine.
Teaching me well. The ween. You guys both brought.
Yes.
We got candy.
Okay. Is there anyone?
Now,
I hope someone's on their way down.
Now, please come down.
Please, somebody come down.
As Bill said, this is serious because Rudy had to leave until 7:45. I should have got a sub because he's busy. He's got some sort of test or something right now. He's already departed. He'll be back at 7:45. So if you do come by and the doors are locked, dead serious, knock on the front glass and open the doors.
We'll see you.
Hey, because the doors are locked right now.
As a penance for my curmudgeonly ways, I will go get him. I'll go get it.
Thank you.
And did you get a card for Ron?
I got Ron's card.
Yeah, he won the Valentino's card Monday.
He won the Valentino's Monday. That
makes me happy.
Yeah, so he's going to get that, and we're going to get a photo of him with the Valentino's pizza. So, yes, I will pick up the pizza. They still do that. Remember that big thing? There was a craze back in the 80s of the half-baked? When you could buy the half-baked pizza
I kind of remember.
I don't know what that is.
No, yes. You could buy a half-baked Valentino's. because you couldn't get vowels any place but Lincoln.
Yeah.
So people come to Lincoln, they get a half-baked pizza.
But why half-baked?
I think it just meant it was
like
just
a take and bake.
Basically,
yeah. I mean, that's still like Papa Murphy's. I don't know if Vowels does it. They might have that.
It was called a half-baked. No, they had them forever. Okay, it was a big deal.
Well, Hy-V I know does sell like frozen Valentino's pizza. So I guess in that capacity, they really do.
Really?
I thought it was odd, but yeah, I saw it there before.
And then they've done that.
No.
And then it moved into, I don't know, does Columbus has a vowels, right? Norfolk has a vowels.
Beatrice has a vowels.
So when vowels expanded, it wasn't the novelty that, hey, if I'm in, because that would be the deal. Hey, we're heading down to Lincoln this weekend. Hey, can you grab a couple of vowels?
That's what that is.
Bo and Barrett Rood's dad would, when he played in the NFL, their mom, when they would go, she'd go visit him. I think that this time they're still dating, if I'm correct at this time. But when she would go, she had to bring two Val's pizzas on the plane.
Okay.
Two cooked Val's pizzas. And she would ride on a plane with
a nice
two
smell.
Large Val's pizzas. Remember I said that? What is that? It's two large Val's pizzas. Is that for you? No. And that this would have been in the 70s.
Really?
Would have been flying. Yes, that was incredible.
Tom Rood.
But, and they were warm?
What's that? Yeah, they were already cooked. These were not even the pre-deal, no. So when she came off the plane,
you could see the steam
and Tom
on the plane.
Picked her up, they immediately had a slice of pizza.
That's not kind of a,
a chance
that's
could
a
have
lot
gone,
to ask of your wife.
That's a chance it could have ask, gone yeah. cool by the time you landed.
Yeah.
But
anyway,
still,
it was that was the deal. I used to have my mom, when she would go to Sioux City, I'd go, hey, can you whip through McDonald's and grab me a Big Mac?
No kidding.
And she would. And they came in the foam containers. Remember the foam containers they came in? Yeah. So I would. I go, hey, you guys are going to be going to shopping in Sioux City. Hey, can you whip through McDonald's and grab me a Big Mac? And she would. And then when I came home, I'd devour it.
I want to back up to Ron. Ron gets a Valentino's gift card.
Yes, from Mozzarella Monday.
We're getting a present for the 81st straight year.
That's right.
81st straight year, age 90. Yes.
81st straight year.
That's age quite a streak. 90.
It's quite a streak.
That freaks me out.
We said I'd have to live to 140.
God, I hope you do.
I want to see Bill at 140 years old. How's he moving?
Around, shuffling around.
slow shuffle.
Just the ween.
What was that, Bill?
What was that, Bill? The ween.
I guess your mic all the way up. No. I can't even hear
I didn't know what he said.
The ween.
The ween. We went with the ween. I like it. The ween.
Go.
Ready.
Go.
What about you guys, Idle Chit Chat? Come on.
Well, I'll have a costume at some point today for you guys, Halloween costume.
You're going to have it on today?
Yep.
For the show?
Yeah.
This excites me.
Yeah. It's not on right now.
What?
It will not take very long to put on the Halloween costume, and I think you will like it when the Halloween costume goes on. But I'm not wearing it right now. I will have the costume on at some point.
I like this a lot.
This sets up to be fun.
Yes.
This does set up to be fun.
You're going to have little guys, little breakers out there.
They might see me in the costume.
Bill, what if nobody shows up?
That's on there right now.
Somebody has to show.
Somebody.
We have full-size candy bars.
Right now, there was no plan to come down here, and there's some breaker waking their kid up. Hey, get up.
We got
to
go.
Offer cash.
We got to get down there because they're
$10.
When it gets to be about 7:15 and no one's been here, it's going to be like, this is not good.
I got my ghost money.
Yeah,
so
we need thank you. Thank you.
Full-size candy bars and cash. Also, come on down. Yeah. What else do you want? Yeah. What else do you need? Please, 20s. God, come
and also,
down.
When you go to the ghost, they do pay you in cash.
Thank you.
It's incredible.
A lot of it.
A guy just comes up and kind of goes, here you go.
It's like an old-fashioned shake.
Is it like it's old-fashioned handshake? Yeah. And also like, okay, all right, this is nice.
Thank so we that, got man. Money and candy
very,
bars.
Very much like that. So. Yeah, the oddity of, I said I had something I had to take care of and check out a couple things. And so I was gone for the show like that. And I was on West Coast time. So I was doing that show at 4 in the morning.
I was aware.
So I was doing the show at 4 in the morning.
I don't like this level of secrecy.
See, that you were left out of.
Well, he did not tell me. I found out.
Yeah.
Did some research.
Why am I not involved in these discussions?
I didn't tell
him. He didn't tell me. Yeah. I sought out information.
Yeah. Probably talk to Duke.
You're on West Coast.
So I was on West Coast time. So
you're setting a high standard.
So that's an early. I'm talking about that 3:15 wake up.
Yeah,
that's 3:15 wake up.
Solid.
It's the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night, it's 3:15. It's like Laura's like, gotta get up, gotta do the show.
Yeah, I could see Bill during the breaks. No one goes. I could see him on the. He had some big yawns. Like, I get it. It's 4 a.m. where you're at right now.
I tried to bounce back when the when
but
we
you were fine on the air.
Went live radio. Went fine.
You're good. No
God
one could
damn.
Never know.
This is Bill. Setting a high standard.
It's not
I
high
think
standard.
About you guys.
It's
like,
just breaker standard is what it is. Because the breakers listen to us, it how they listen to us, it's remarkable.
Oh, no, the loyalty is incredible.
Podcast, they're live, they're watching on TV, listening on the radio, they're everywhere. All sorts of forms.
See, then what Bill, when he does that, and when you do it too, then it leaves you no choice when you're on the road or even at, if it's a 4 a.m. thing. God dang it. Okay, well, you set
Jake did it from on 2 hours of sleep from a swimming pool.
Oh, he's done it in remarkably bad circumstances. That was most self-imposed.
No, that was the least he did this to himself. Goes to the Packers.
That one was really rough.
That was all self-imposed. He went to see Miami get the crap kicked out of him.
Oh, that happens every night now.
But he was in coveralls, so the amount of clothing he had on.
That was a long time. It took forever to get everything off. That was a lot of different layers on. That was cool. And that was rough. Yeah, I was in the pool, and it was very warm. By the way, it was really hot in that room.
I know.
I was like sweating.
The humidity is insane.
I'm like, this is the only place.
Why did you go in the pool?
Because there was no conference room. I didn't want to be, I know we do the show sometimes in hotel rooms, but I didn't want to be that guy that time.
Yeah, I get it.
And they could not seal the breakfast room for me until, 8 a.m., so I said, all right, I'm going to the pool.
You know, those hotel rooms, I think a lot of them are built, so.
It was an old hotel.
But that show I did from, what was the last we were at? Where was I on the road I did the show? Where was
it? You were
Maryland, maybe?
Maryland. Yes,
Maryland.
Sean was in the next room, and he said he heard nothing.
No, Minnesota. You were in Minneapolis.
Yeah, that's right. And he said he heard nothing. I was really worried the whole time. I was waking Sean up, and he's going to get mad, and there's going to be a thing. But he said, I never heard a word.
Felt the same thing. Laura said the same thing. He goes, you notice in this hotel, we haven't even heard any guests or doors or anything.
Right.
I go, it's pretty remarkable. Yeah. And especially when you get the coat, Randy.
And you did them, too.
Yes.
You did Bird.
Pretty loud.
Joey.
Did them all.
Was Laura in the same room?
Yes, we got the same room.
I asked a personal question.
Yeah, we got the same room. We're still getting along.
Did she go back to sleep? Because she sleep through all this at all?
Oh, yeah. She sleeps through everything. That's impressive. Didn't faze her. She did wake up when I was laughing about your Rick Hammond song.
We got a breaker here.
All right,
I got it.
Snip's got it. Yeah. Thank you.
There's candy.
Candy bar is back there. Oh, I guess that door's open. McSatie got in. So I guess the doors are open on the side. That's great.
You get the big candy bars. I think, Rudy, do you open the candy bars?
Yeah. Back there, Snip, the candy bar. No, not that one.
Over there, there's a big box. Here. There's a big box right in there.
Yeah. There you go. You got it. You got it. Open up that box and give the breakers up. There's the side door now. This is Halloween.
Can we bring him over here so they can get in the picture?
Halloween. I can see him. I see them. Oh, they got the witch hat on. It is 617.
McSafety, wave him over.
McSafety, you're in the way. We can't see the breaker. There we go. Yeah. All right. We have a witch in the house for our first trick-or-treater. You can the best part, people can see on the screen that Sip is the one giving. I can see him clearly now on the screen.
On the screen.
Yes, as he's giving the witch from Halloween.
We couldn't see him first because McSafety was in the way.
No, McSafety finally has moved. So we can see the trick-or-treater. It's a witch at 617.
I don't have a name. That is incredible. Thank you.
Yes. Please be like the witch that has stopped by and come get some candy on Halloween.
And also, they went with the witch, which is a classic Halloween.
It's a nice costume.
Yes.
Got the witch hat all black. Ready for the blackout tomorrow, I suppose, at Memorial Stadium.
Yes.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by
The Chat.
Our friends at 738 Egg. You need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you.
Joey!
738 Egg runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more today at 738egg.com. What's going on, Sip?
Come on in.
Our first breaker stopping.
Yes, this is he wants a piece of name, please.
Right here, Kennedy. Hang on. This one. We can show on the screen.
I'm too short.
No, you're fine. What's your name?
We can
Kennedy.
See you. Kennedy's here.
Sweet. Oh, hi.
And you went old school witch. I like that. It's a classic. Sweet. It's a classic. Thank you, Kennedy.
Yeah, but I got sparkles, so.
Those are cool sparkles for sure.
What school do you go to, Kennedy?
I go to Holmes Hedgehogs. Holmes Elementary.
Oh, the hedgehogs?
The fighting hedgehogs. Yes.
You're a hedgehog.
Yeah, you're a hedgehog. That's what I'll know forever. That's what I'll remember.
Fighting hedgehogs.
The fighting hedgehogs.
I didn't know that hedgehogs went to war.
Yeah. They do.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Now we know. The hedgehogs. I wonder if they get a hoodie or something I could like to purchase from them.
Oh, yeah. We have merchandise like that.
Do you have merch?
You have merch.
You're going to wear this to school today? The whole day? Is this going to be in school with that?
No, I would get kicked out of school with that.
Okay. Wear it all day. They won't kick you out. Tell them you have a free pass from the stool.
The stool says you can wear the witch hat.
I may pass.
Yes.
Right, there you go. Yes. Kennedy. All right.
Thank you, Kennedy.
Yeah, thank
good
you.
Job,
and happy Halloween.
Thank
Halloween
you very much.
You.
And give her that piece of gum, Steve.
Gum too.
We couldn't see her. McSafety had her blocked. McSafety had her blocked. All yes. Right.
Thank you, Kennedy.
I was in the front over there in the window, and I was trying.
Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. This holiday season, what does comfort look like for you? Is it giving family and friends a restful night's sleep so they can wake up refreshed for holiday traditions? Is it sharing cozy mornings with the people you love? Or is it slowing down and finding calm amid the chaos? This year, you can create your natural holiday oasis with Avocado Green Mattresses, which helps transform your home into a peaceful, grounding retreat made with certified organic and sustainably sourced materials. From breathable bedding to handcrafted mattresses, Avocado is all about true comfort. You can rest, recharge, and wake up refreshed all season long. Are you hosting some loved ones? Avocado helps you create a warm, inviting home where everyone sleeps well and feels cared for. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Did you know your calendar age doesn't always match how old your body truly is? It's true. Your biological age, the age of your cells and organs, is actually the top predictor of your risk for serious diseases like heart disease, cancer, dementia, and more. That's why learning your biological age can be truly life-changing, and that's exactly what the True Age test from True Diagnostic helps you do. It's a simple at-home test, and you can uncover your true biological age and get personalized insights into your true biological age and take control of your health like never before. No doctor visits, no labs, just a quick finger prick from the comfort of your home. This part really inspired me. Up to 90% of biological aging is driven by lifestyle. That means the way we eat, move, sleep, and manage stress plays a massive role in how fast or slow our bodies age. The test itself is super easy. Just a quick, painless finger prick. You send in your sample using a prepaid mailer, and in about 2 to 3 weeks, you get a detailed online report with actionable insights you can use. If you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to TrueDiagnostic.com and use my code EARLYBREAK to get 20% off your entire order or subscription. That's TrueDiagnostic.com and use EARLYBREAK at checkout to get 20% off. Your future self will thank you. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Listen, I know it's hard to eat healthy and commit to that, especially during the holiday season, and it's hard to do it because you're giving up on flavor and fun. Well, good news. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and delicious way to add more nutrition to your day. They're American-grown. Picked at peak ripeness and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. And they have no added sugar, just fruit as nature intended. For you calorie counters, only 80 calories per cup. They're a great source of fiber. And these raspberries really bring bright flavor and vibrant color to make every dish feel special. You can keep a bag in the freezers. You can add a pop of flavor and feel good nutrition anytime. By the way, this is available at Costco, Kroger, Meijer, and Winco Foods. You want to discover new ways to use American frozen red raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington red raspberries a regular part of your routine. That's redraz.org, redraz.org. And remember, look for Product of the U.S. on the bag. Oh, well, we can
saw
see you now,
yeah, we
though.
We saw you now. Thank you, Kennedy. Awesome.
We can see you now.
I thought I was too short for the window.
No, you're good. You're good.
All right, you're getting that microphone down, aren't you? Yeah. All right, let's go.
All right. Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you.
Good job.
All right. Well, Halloween is off to a great start here at the station. But while we're at it, what else do we do on Fridays besides besides idle chit-chat?
What else do we do, Steve? Sometimes we reach out to people and find out if they're listening.
Which one, Jake? This one?
You were on the hedgehog mic.
You were on the hedgehog mic.
We do the call.
We sound like Mike McDaniel talking right there all of a sudden.
The call.
The call.
Roll call.
Text
what do we
us do? Right now, your age, your name, where you're listening from, and what else we want from the breakers today.
I want to know if you had a magical house that you went to. Ours was Lou and Hoger Larson because they had special... They had their own popcorn stand, and they had popcorn balls that they made.
Boy. Oh,
and so
boy.
Did you have a place in your town that everyone went to? Because it might be for full-size bars, candy bars, something unique. Was there a place you went to? Ours was Lou and Holger Larson. You had to get there so early because sometimes they'd be like, yeah, we're out.
They'd I need that name out. Again. The Lou and who?
Holger Larson.
Holger.
They ran the popcorn stand in Pender. There's a popcorn stand, and that they had the special treats that they had on Halloween. Was there a special place that you went to in your town? Like that, Jake, was there any place in Beatrice? Like, hey, we got to go to the Thompson House.
The Radigans. Radigans had full-size candy bars.
The Radigans.
Yeah, full-size candy bars. They lived in a sweet old house, too.
Really?
It looked like it was haunted, but I don't know if it was haunted. It was super
huge. How about
that?
They made a stand. They made a stand.
Radigans had
Radigans.
They had popcorn balls and full-size candy bars. That's a win right there.
Yeah, better times.
I mentioned the Risers all the time. Okay. The Risers were the go-to house here. Just good candy, and they always did it up really well. Like, they had, it wasn't a haunted house, but it was... It was good.
Festive.
Festive. Festive. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
402-464.
Anyone here? Anyone chiming in?
5685. Let's go to the text line and see some response here. Ben in Palmyra went to Snob Hill in Scotts Bluff for the big candy bars.
Snob Hill. That must be a financial district like that of
could be.
Three car garages.
Gated.
Gated communities.
No mud.
No mud.
Not
all
much.
Grass.
Yeah.
And landscaping.
Corey Duncan says, age 55, no, I did not go to a specific house. But I did trick or treat, though.
Okay.
Who was that?
That was Corey at Duncan. Will in Fullerton, age 42. Grandma Clara had popcorn balls.
Thank you.
This is a popcorn balls.
Popcorn
thing.
Balls are very big.
Ryan in Delaware, who now lives in Bellevue, 40 years old, no house, just did all of them.
Nice.
Sarah
in Fallbrook, age 25. In Fremont, we went to the houses by May Museum, big and old full-size candy bars.
Oh, by the museum. I know those houses in Fremont. They have those historical houses when you drive through Fremont.
Ooh.
Okay. Yep. We have Robert in Bixby, Oklahoma. Yes, the Everett's house with full candy bars in Columbus.
The Everett's. Hmm. Do you know the Everett's at all? Chime in.
Count 25,000.
Send that address out.
The Everett's.
You know, he is 49 years old, so.
This is in Columbus?
Yes. Yeah. Well, he's from Bixby. He's in Oklahoma, but he used to live in Columbus and says the Everett's.
I don't know that name.
I wonder if you know Shimmick.
Yeah.
Shimmick's retired as of yesterday.
Yesterday.
All done. Joel in Wisconsin is, by the way, in Nashville on vacation. Age 56, no specific special place, but I did trick-or-treat.
He's in Nashville,
too. Eric and Hickman went to Wood's house, full-size candy bars and popcorn balls. They doubled up.
Doubled up.
It's like the Radigans.
Thank you. The Radigans.
Leroy, age 38, on Highway 77, a house in Plymouth, don't know the name. They gave away cans of pop, though. Must go.
Another great one.
Yes.
A can of pop. That'd be great. Be careful when you drop it in the bag, though. You might rip right through it.
Had some weight to the bag.
Some weight. Sure. You're hauling around a couple of six-pack of Pepsi. It's going to be a little hard in the bag.
What was that girl's name that just came in here?
Kennedy.
She had an actual pumpkin, plastic pumpkin.
Nice.
Yes, yeah. That's how you trick her.
She's a hedgehog.
She was amazing, by the way. Good job.
John and Roscoe says, I used to live in Stromsburg. An old lady down the street gave full-size candy bars. No name, just old lady.
How old is Roscoe? Does he know Tim
Beebe? He's 42.
Does he know Tim Beebe?
He's 42 years old.
Hall of Famer at Wesleyan.
Tim Beebe was a... You went to Wesleyan?
Went to Wesleyan Hall of Famer.
Ended up at the Bills?
What's that? No, different Beebe. No, that was Don Beebe.
That was Don Beebe.
I get the confusion.
That's an easy confusion.
Because
Don Beebe went to Shadron State, right?
Yes, that's right.
He did. Too small.
He's got the stadium named after
him. The name isn't... It covers
Don Beebe Stadium.
Yes.
Aaron says he used to go to the next door neighbors in the country, and they made caramel apples.
Oh, caramel apples.
How do you put that in a bag?
Yeah.
You can wrap them. You can.
Yeah, they can wrap. But they were wrapped. They had something. Back in the day, there was a substance, Jake, wax paper.
Wax paper?
Wax paper.
You are not dumb.
I'm familiar.
Thank you. You are not dumb.
I'm familiar with wax paper.
Wax paper was a staple.
It's still around.
It was a staple.
Wax paper.
You don't see it much, Jake.
Chet in Nebraska City, age 33, the Thomas House in Neb City used to give us $0.50 coins. Coolest thing as a kid. They got money to go trick-or-treat.
Can you imagine getting a 50-cent piece?
The well-to-do
family. We
got to give
out money. Looks like we got to give out money.
Yeah, that means you have money. What did we do? Honey,
give it away.
We got a lot of money. Let's just give that away.
We don't need it. Give it to the trick or treat.
We have bales of money sitting around the house.
Go find one of the bales
that's upstairs.
Give it away.
It's upstairs in the guest bedroom. Just get one of those bales of money. We'll give that out.
Just giving money away.
Matthew and Hickman says, growing up in Lexington, that's where McSafety was at this morning.
McSafety's here.
Yeah.
He was blocking the camera earlier. We had to have McSafety move.
He went to Coach Softlin's. They had full-size candy bars in Lexington growing up. Lou in Orlando, age 80.
Good job.
Lou. He says, one house gave really big money in 1957.
Really?
We go way back.
Way back. 57.
Big money.
Big money. In 1957.
I don't know what that means either.
But it's back in the 50s. I like that.
No need to explain that one.
Mike in Lindsberg, Kansas, going for a run. Another Snob Hill in Aurora for candy bars. There's one in Scotts Bluff and Aurora.
Gated, like them. Right now, gated communities. Yes.
Oh, so that's
it's a term.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a term.
Thank you.
It's not the snobs.
Snob Hill.
Ronnie and Katie Snob.
Foot and Adam says expired soda and king size candy bars.
Ooh. Expired soda. Expired.
Kevin and Waukee, Joe and Boulder, handmade caramel popcorn balls from the Bachmans.
Hey,
the Bachmans.
Do you remember, did your family have all different kind of popcorn balls? Like, were they
different when colors? My mom would make popcorn balls, ours were just always, they were always Christmas, they were always just red and green.
And they tasted the same.
There's not, did you have different flavors to your popcorn balls?
I mean, there was only, the one thing that could be disappointing for me is if it was cinnamon.
That'd be horrible.
I'd say no go on
that'd
that.
That'd be horrible. Imagine though, someone sitting around going, hey, we got some popcorn, what should you do? I don't know, pop it up, and I'm going to throw it in a pan and put a bunch of gooey stuff and see if we can stick it together.
How good are they?
And it's incredible.
How good are they?
Yeah.
Jarrett and Lincoln went to the Retzloffs in Waverly. We've got Big B tonight giving out full-size candy bars. Kevin and Lori in Sioux Falls, they went to the Deary's full-size candy bars, and the Reedmans also had full-size candy bars. Big Bird in Columbus, we got John and Lincoln, James, hometown of Spalding. Someone gave out Red Hots out there.
Oh, that's all right.
It's like the
I remember the red.
Not hot tamales, but like the little ball.
Yeah. No, they were really tiny.
They were tiny.
You don't see those much.
No, I think they're gone. Let us know if you can find those. I've not seen those. Those were a standard, Steve. They were the candy of like, you want some? Yeah, I guess.
Right.
You weren't excited about them.
No, not really.
Never excited. I mean, if I could just get some Red Hots here, it'd be great.
They still got Jawbreakers.
Yes, I've seen those. Yeah. They're not as common.
The same to me. Like
they're harder to find, but they do exist. Yeah. Those are still out there. Tim in Dallas says my great grandmother and Skylar would gave me a banana when I went by the house.
A banana.
Health on Halloween.
Right, would not be excited.
We got
about
protein
that.
Balls.
Take it back. Give me some candy.
Hey, you kids want a pear? Want a nice cold pear?
Get a bunch of bananas.
That'd be horrible.
We have 80 bananas.
If I came home and I separated a bunch of pears and oranges, I'd be like, "What is this?"
No, thank you.
Bob in Texas, Austin, Missouri, Tom in Rhode Island is with us. Full size candy bars at the Pearsons, not DP, but different Pearsons.
Any Lincoln
listeners?
We got Swift in Lincoln at Genesis. He's working out. I saw him at Roman's last Thursday.
That's right.
Or Friday. I think that was Friday. Swift. Jared and Orr with us. Let's go to YouTube real quick with Jake and Atkinson. The Monroe's had pop in Atkinson.
A lot of pop. I never remember.
I never got a pop.
I got pop.
Right now, the 50-cent piece leads.
That's pretty good. You got actual money to trick or treat.
We're going to give out $700-$800 worth of cash tonight.
This one might go with you, Bill. Yeah. Someone, Broderick says, Pete in Pender used to give out toothbrushes and floss. A dentist in town gave out toothbrushes and floss in Pender.
Is that Doc Bolin? Is that Doc Bolin? Yeah, I think that's correct.
Doc Bolin.
Imagine that one. Got some floss.
Thanks.
It's all right.
Doc Bolin is incredible. Duke used to date his daughter.
Yeah. Ooh.
Christy Bolin. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they used to date. Yeah, they were a couple.
Get down, yeah.
Duke. Bulk, Dustin, Troy on YouTube. We got Mr. Holden in Hastings, Husker Thunder. Tyler went to a guy with give up Pepsi cans in the neighborhood. Phil McClure. Nice. Beatrice, I know Phil.
I know Phil.
He went to the Rutan House in Blue Springs. Caramel apples and popcorn balls.
I'm pretty sure Lou and Hoger also had the caramel apples. I'm trying to confirm that. I know they
with
had
wax the, paper.
But they were the place to go.
We got to roll on. That is the roll call sponsored by Madsen's Bowling and Billiards.
Sarah.
Go see Sarah, the spirit animal of Lincoln. It is Scaryoki tonight, 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. Karaoke prizes contest. A costume contest tonight.
Wow. I wonder if Sweeney will do that.
I'm sure he'll be
in costume. Playing pocket billiards
and doing karaoke
in a costume. That'd be great to see. Jake will have a costume on at some point in time during the show.
Shortly, I'll have a costume
on.
We've only had one breaker show up.
But at least we're not going over. We had 6:17. We had Kennedy and Ron come in.
Yes. So you remembered the name Kennedy.
Kennedy. Yes. She was on the air.
Ron, thank you.
Yes. Madsen's Bowling Village, just south of 48th and Holdridge in Lincoln. There was some news. There's a game tomorrow. Nebraska's, the blackout is happening still. Everything's going to be black over there. They painted the end zones black. The N is black. Everything is black at Memorial Stadium.
How did you know that, by the
because
way?
Because Troy Dannon said so, and then people confirmed it with their own eyes.
Okay, I told you.
Was there a drone that went over the top?
Probably.
There was a drone.
I want to know.
Troy Dannon spoke after Matt Rhule that is, you know, about the extension and said, you know, tune in about 2 o'clock to the stadium. There'll be some changes made. And that was the black. End went black and the end zones went black. Okay. But the news of the day, of course, is Matt Rhule gets an extension through 2032 is the year. As the
2032. He was the original contract was 2030. So they tacked on 2 years. They kept. So the last year as it was $12.5 million. The additional 2 years are $12.5 million. So which I think made sense, right? I don't know if you could have escalated his annual salary anymore and made it make sense to the people of Nebraska. So that made sense. Then upping his buyout to $15 million. Pretty much, I think, does that end it in discussion about somebody coming and getting him, maybe?
For this year?
Dissuades teams from coming. They'd have to pay $15 million. Like Penn State would have to pay Franklin $49 million and then pay $15 million to Nebraska.
Yeah, there'd be a deterrent, I think there.
A deterrent?
Yes, there'd be a deterrent. Yes.
Strong deterrent.
God. Once again, deterrent.
Big word.
I think that's a deterrent. So yeah, it all made sense to me when it came out. It did. It wasn't. I wondered about. Are they gonna pay him appreciably more than $12.5 million in the latter part of the contract? That's what I wondered, and then they didn't. So fine, it's good. What'd you think of it?
Well, I think it was probably necessary to do it with all the rumors going on. But, like I said, I'm glad it wasn't like a huge monetarily raise in money or a long extension. 2 years is not crazy.
No, get it done before USC. My read was Rhule wanted to get this done, before USC. Recruits in town, 20-plus recruits in town.
He did say, why now? From yesterday. Matt Rhule, why now for the extension?
That's really, you know, Troy and them, I mean, they've been, like I said, I have a representative and they kind of handle all those things. My thing was, hey, whenever it's done, I want to sign it. I want to do it. I don't want our team being like, I know Coach says he's here, but I don't want I want to send a message to the recruits. I want to send a message to our players. You know, sometimes people go other places and then they're like, I can't tell you coaches that have left have called me and said, gosh, I wish I wouldn't have left. So it's just I wanted to get it over with and done with. And this didn't start 2 weeks ago. This was, you know, kind of they started talking to me about this weeks and weeks and earlier. And from the whole time, it's always been, we want to be there. That's it. I want to give this team everything I have and not be distracted with anything else. So when they were able to get it done, you know, we were able to get it done.
Yeah, that's good. I should think more about the current players, for sure. It removes that discussion, which is healthy for everybody. I don't know. I think he had dropped in that. The way I would look at it is, as far as the Penn State discussion goes, he had dropped to kind of the secondary list of people. Still had some leverage, probably, and there you go. It's over. I'm personally glad it's over, and I imagine if you're a player, you're probably glad it's over.
He was asked about, you know, did Penn State, you know, call or have interest in you?
He was asked that?
And he addressed that. Here's Matt Rhule from yesterday.
I won't speak on any other jobs, and you know, just out of respect for everybody else. And all I'll say is, you know, as I said to you guys that one day, this has happened every year where someone's called, right? But this is our home. Like, we love living here. I just can't say that enough, right? I just, at the end of the day, it's football's football. Like, you know, I'm going to get up and I'm going to get in my car at whatever time in the morning, come in and work and then drive home. My kids are going to go to school. They're going to be in the community. My wife's going to run her business. My wife's going to be out in the community. And like, sometimes Julie goes into the office on Sunday after we beat Northwestern, but she also went in the office in her business on Sunday after Minnesota. And people have just absolutely welcomed us and embraced us. And I mean, my goal is to win enough games here that someday I can retire here and people, you know, are nice to me in the gas station. You know, who's that guy? Oh, here he is again. No, that's all I've ever wanted. And so I see I go out to practice yesterday and Coach Darlington. So it was so cold on Tuesday, and everyone's standing watching practice inside the door. So I said, close the doors. If you want to be at practice, you got to stand outside. I look out there yesterday. It was one of the coldest days I've ever coached, and I coach in shorts every day, right? George Darlington is sitting in a chair outside the closed door. I said, guys, open the door for Coach Darlington, please. But, like, think about the life he's lived, right? You know, and I know he left for a little bit and came back, and so it's just home. And so for me, it wasn't about necessarily even the job. And I'll just tell you, Sam, I've left too many teams. I've left too many players. And the players always understood, and they were always grateful to me. I could not leave these guys. I love this team, and I love this group, and I love where we're headed. I love the recruits. Every recruit that called me when my name started, I said, I'm not going anywhere. There's been no, like, so this was – and I think people minimize like that woman right there. Like, she's moved all over creation for me, and she's done everything for me. Like, she loves it here. My kids love it here. I love it here.
Okay.
So, Bill, I don't know about you. If I were a coach, I would not be comfortable talking about all this stuff, especially during the season. No, I don't blame Rhule at all. He didn't put himself in this position. Essentially, he was put in this position by Franklin and Franklin's failures at Penn State. But I would, God, it'd be uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's always hard. When I looked at the big picture of Ned, but besides the extension or anything, the only thing that was, like, for me, is there would be a pushback on it, not on the extension. And I know the timing was nothing to do with it. But the storyline for the past 2 days, and which will be most of all today, and the big storyline for even on air as they start, not that, is that we've really had no conversation about Nebraska-USC. Right. The main conversation has been all about this.
And, exactly.
And right now, all I care about, I mean, stuff like that, is the conversation now is completely turned away from the players. Exactly. And it might wheel itself back a little bit, but you have to remember, these players come to play in these games like this one on Saturday, and you only get a couple of them. As coaches, if you do well, you get a lot of them. You have a lot of moments like this. There's seniors.
Precisely what I mean.
And so you exactly. And you mentioned that the timeline was not brought on by Nebraska. The timeline was brought on by when Penn State fired their coach. Right. And there was just a natural tie there that happens.
Nobody's
nothing
fault.
You could do with it.
It's nobody's fault.
But I feel for because, like you said, Kyle Whittingham talked about that he himself has been involved in the BYU-Utah rivalry for 30-plus years. And so that is a major deal. I was at Utah when we beat BYU at home field storming. We beat Utah in overtime at home field storming. That was incredible. It's more incredible for the players because they don't get them over.
Right.
They don't. But right now, yesterday, I didn't. Every second thing that showed up on social media was the extension. In the last 2 days, the conversation has
been, all it was.
What's going to be on 3rd and 8? What's our plan here? You know, in my mind, I'm thinking, I'm driving in, I'm going like, okay, you know, the USC has beat Michigan, but where are they at compared to Michigan? I'm like, well, USC's definitely got a better quarterback than Bryce Underwood in my mind. Maiva's a better quarter. That hasn't been talked about.
No.
No discussion
of it. The
game
hasn't been talked about too much.
It's been a little bit. But
a little bit?
Yesterday we did a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
But not. But I mean, but
well, I mean, the
number one, the number one story When I was driving in this morning, I told Jake on the radio, I mean, and Steve, I said, I'm listening to another, to a station driving in, and the whole the conversation was about this. Right. Not one conversation was about the USC-Nebraska game.
That's what I mean, Bill. As a head coach, most head coaches don't want it to be like that. They don't want it. They don't want that spotlight. I think most of them would prefer that it be on the players. And that's how I'm sure Rhule is. Like, right, here we go. We got to talk about this stuff. Hmm. But whatever, it is what it is. It's over now. Now it should go away, right?
The rumor that we heard 2 days ago is over, and
it should go away.
Official. Yeah. So extension is here for Matt Rhule through 2032. Before I get to break, if you're hungry in downtown Lincoln for breakfast, brunch, or lunch, where would you send the breakers this morning?
Halloween bird. The ween bird.
also known as early bird.
Early bird.
At 19th and K. They have free and spacious parking. They've got a variety of breakfast options. We're talking breakfast nachos, breakfast tacos, waffles, French toast, pancakes.
God.
Chicken fried steak, which is smothered.
There it was.
Whoa.
And don't you dare forget
about
it.
Don't forget it. I'm ready.
The world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
Stop by today. Early birds open till 2 p.m. for breakfast, brunch, and lunch at 19th and K.
When we come back, Lincoln Riley spoke on Nebraska. We'll get to that next. Okay. On Early Break in the Ticket.